This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 42, how to get that 7 for vocabulary if you have to speak or write about age.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we are here to show you how to get the 7 that you need on your next IELTS exam. Subscribe to our show and join Jessica Beck, the Examiner of Excellence, and Lindsay McMahon, the English Adventurer, coming to you from Portland, Oregon, and Boston, Massachusetts, USA. In today's episode, you'll get 10 native-like vocabulary terms for speaking and writing questions about different age groups. If you are getting ready to take the IELTS exam this spring, then you need to know what the 4 common rookie mistakes are that first-time IELTS test takers usually make, because you don't want to make these same mistakes. Get our free video training course where you can find out what those mistakes are. Go right now to allearsenglish.com/training. That's allearsenglish.com/training. Hey, Jessica, what's going on?
Hey, Lindsay, what's shaking?
Not much. And you?
Everything's shaking. I'm having a dance party.
What's over going here on today
in Portland?
You're dancing behind the microphone. Nice.
Yeah. Can't you tell? Can't you hear? No, just kidding.
I mean, I knew Portland was a crazy city, but I didn't know how crazy. Portland is a cool city, I gotta say.
It's a super cool city. I wouldn't say it's crazy. I would say it's like super laid back.
It's laid back. It's kind of edgy too, isn't it? A little bit edgy, a little bit like forward thinking. Yeah.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Mm-hmm. We're definitely adventurous here. But one of the things that is said about Portland, and that show Portlandia, I don't mm-hmm. know if you've
yeah,
seen it.
But I've seen it. I wonder if our listeners have seen it.
Check it out, guys. Portlandia. It's yeah. hilarious. So funny. And it's so true. But in like the first episode of Portlandia, they say that this is where young people come to retire.
What does that mean?
Because the cost of living is low, right?
Yes.
So you could come here, in your 20s or your 30s if you're a young person and like work a part-time job at a coffee shop and then play music for free the rest of the time. And it's like you could live. You could survive.
Oh my God, I might see y'all there in a couple of years.
I know, right?
And you've got so much great like outdoorsy stuff to do. You have a beautiful coastline. You yep. have hiking and camping. It's just a very outdoorsy place, I think, right?
Oh yeah, everybody's outside. Well, as much as possible, everybody's outside. I could drive 30 minutes in one direction and be like in the snow or go camping in the summer. And then an hour and a half in the other direction and I'm at the beach. It's
awesome. All right. So whereas here in Boston, the cost of living is pretty high, actually.
Yeah,
it's pretty high, I
imagine.
Yeah, we have a bunch of nerds from Harvard and MIT, so it's a very kind of intelligent city, but it's quite expensive. And I don't know, I think I would like the West Coast a little bit better. But anyways, what can you do?
So yeah, but if we're talking about like that idea of young people, so yeah. like in my mind, When I hear that phrase, young people, where young people come to retire, yeah. I think young is like 20s and 30s, you know?
Absolutely. That's what I would think too. Yeah.
But would that be the same in every country?
Probably not. Because I think in some parts of the world, right, people in their 20s and 30s are looked at as being like full adults.
Right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Like you have to be. So this comes up on the IELTS test, oddly enough.
How does it come up exactly? Can you give us an example question?
Yeah, totally. So let's do a couple examples. So in writing task 1, there are in the change over time questions, there are a lot of age comparisons. So, it could be like how many people, have full-time jobs as teenagers or adults or elderly, for example. So like what ages could that be talking about? What adjectives should you use to describe that? So like age 16, you right. know, what mm-hmm. what could we say? They're 16 years old. They are...
Yeah. I mean, so I would say that person is a teenager, right? That's yeah. definitely, or an adolescent.
Yeah. Adolescent is a great vocabulary word for the yes. test. Adolescent. Yeah. Would you say that person's a child?
No, I wouldn't. I would right. say a child is anywhere younger than four. I would say adolescence probably starts at 13 or 14, don't you think?
Yeah. Yeah. Exactly. So this is a mistake that comes up a lot on the test. So in writing task two, for example, they could, the question could be like, how much leisure time should a child have compared to schoolwork or something like that? Mm-hmm. And that could be in speaking, any part of the speaking test also. So, how much leisure time should a child have?
Yeah.
And a lot of students would answer that, like talking about a teenager, but that's not,
not a child.
Yeah. That's not how I would define it. So,
but one quick question that could make this even more complicated. What about the word kid? That's a bit more broad, isn't it?
Yeah. Yeah. I think kid's the same as child.
I
think like a little kid.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Although sometimes we say college kids, right?
Oh, right. So I guess it just depends on, yeah, it depends on the adjective before it. So you'd say little kid, big kid,
yeah.
college kid, right? Yeah. Those are all really yeah. common terms.
Sure. Okay. So if there's nothing else to go along with it, kid is generally a child. Let's say under 12.
Yeah, let's define this for our listeners, because again, it's different in their country, because I think young adulthood is a really different idea from country to country. Like in our country, when you're 18, you could be called a young adult and you can live on your own. You leave right. your parents.
Right, right, right.
But in a lot of countries, that doesn't happen.
That's right. That's right. Interesting. Yeah. It's very different. It's very different. So should we give some very specific vocabulary words then? So we've already said child, right?
Yeah.
Is between, you know, just a baby up to age 12.
Well, let's see. So let's start at the beginning. So if you're a baby, we could also say infant.
Yeah. Infant is a good word. Absolutely. Right?
So that's what, like ages, that's like zero, like 1 month to age two, maybe.
Okay.
Like baby okay. or...
Yeah.
Infant.
Yeah. Yeah. So I guess my niece would be kind of my niece is about 14 months old now. So would that be an infant? I don't know.
I don't think so.
To be honest.
Okay. I think, let's say under one.
Under one.
Infant.
Okay. That works.
Oh, and then toddler. Toddler's okay. a good word.
Toddler. That's it. She is a toddler. She's 14 months old. Yes.
So what do you, like, I think of toddler as, they're just learning to walk. And so yeah. they toddle.
That's it.
You know, like a penguin. And they're sort of like off balance.
That's so cute, right? So cute.
Yeah. So that's toddler would be like one and two.
Okay.
And then just child, I guess.
Yeah. Just child or kid, as we've said before.
Yeah.
Right.
Okay. And then, adolescent or teenager would start at,
it would start at age, 13, 14?
13.
Yeah. Right. Yeah. 13.
Anything with a teen.
Teen, exactly.
Word is a teenager.
Right. Or we might just say just teen, right? Instead of teenager, just teen. Right.
Yeah. That's something that native speakers say a lot, but students don't often use that. Yeah. So teen or teenager. But again, adolescence, a really good word for that age group.
Yeah.
And then young adult, that's also a definition I never hear students talk about, but that definitely exists. And if you use that term in the speaking or writing, it'll look really good because most students don't say that. So what ages do you think young adult would be?
Yeah. I mean, so this is kind of more fuzzy, isn't it? It's quite fuzzy.
Yeah.
So in
this
my mind.
This is cultural.
This is cultural and it's really fuzzy. But I would say, yeah, anywhere between, you know, 17, 18 up through the 20s, I would say, is a young adult.
Yeah, exactly. Like 18 through 20s, probably.
Yeah. And another thing we could say that might sound quite natural would be a 20-something, right?
Ooh, excellent. Yeah. A 20-something or a 30-something or in their 30s or. Yes, in their 20s.
Like it. Yeah.
So that sort of, that vocabulary will definitely help you hit that seven or higher because that's phrasing that, again, other students don't talk about. So in their 20s or 20 somethings. That's an awesome vocab.
Yeah. Sounds really natural. Yeah.
Yeah.
You have questions about the IELTS exam and we have answers for you. Get our free 3-video training series to get a 7 or higher on the IELTS exam. Go right now to allearsenglish.com/training. That's allearsenglish.com/training.
And yeah, so young adult in our country, if you get a question about that or on the speaking or writing, young adult would probably be 18 or higher. But again, in your country, I don't know if you are, you know, 21 and you're still living with your parents and you're still in college, they pay all your bills, your mom cooks for you and does your laundry. I don't know if I would call that an adult. I don't know.
Yeah, that's interesting. It is definitely different across cultures, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. And then, so after young adult, we have adult or mature adult, maybe?
Yeah. I mean, I've never used that term, but I suppose you could, right? You could say a mature adult or, maybe the term middle-aged, right? People who are middle-aged. What do you think about that one?
How would you define that? Because that is very different now than in the past.
Again, right? And it's also changing too, isn't it?
Yeah.
It seems like, you know, 30 is the new 20, as they say, Brooklyn is the new Manhattan. You know, it's the same. Right.
Yeah. Orange is the new black.
Yeah.
You know. Yeah, but it's like awesome. I look at my mom and oh my gosh, she is... I don't even know. She's like 64, 65, which I think sounded like a grandma in the past. Yeah. Well, she is a grandma, but still, you know, she runs 3 miles a day. She can beat me in arm wrestling.
Oh,
she
awesome.
Looks like she's 40. I mean.
Exactly. My mom is exactly the same. That's awesome. I mean, she takes care of herself, right?
Right. Yeah.
That's it. So middle aged. Good question. I mean, I guess just speaking technically, right? Well, certainly not in our 30s, right?
So I always think of it as like 50. I don't know why, but I think like, oh, we're just all going to live to be 100. So let's say 50 is in the middle.
Yeah, maybe 40s, 50s, or even early 40s. I mean, I have some really good friends in their early 40s, and I don't consider them middle-aged at all, right?
No, not at all. I think I'd say middle aged would be 50s and 60s.
Okay.
Nowadays.
Okay. Yeah.
So I kind of think of it as maybe not a specific number, but in their lifestyle and their behavior. So like a middle aged person is established. They have their career. They have their, you know, the town they've lived in for a long time probably a family already. I don't know.
They've got stuff going on. They know what they want in life and they're hopefully going after it, right? They're more settled, a little more settled, I suppose, is the word.
Settled. Yeah. I like established.
Established is good. Yeah, right.
Yeah. What about the term midlife crisis?
Oh, good one. Oh my God, that could be a whole different episode.
I know. But that's, again, like that's a, perhaps it's a cultural thing, but I'm pretty sure this happens in all cultures and you probably have a phrase for it in your own language, but knowing this idea and using it on the speaking or writing test would definitely get you that 7 because that's showing this vocabulary and this awareness that most students don't have. So, Lindsay, what is a midlife crisis?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, first, let me ask ask, what kind of speaking question could elicit this answer, for example? Any thoughts on that just before right. I answer the question?
Sure. Yeah. So there are lots of speaking questions that ask you to compare age groups, like okay. older people and younger people, perhaps mm-hmm. what books they're interested in or what they do in their free time or mm-hmm. what music they like. So
okay.
these comparison questions happen a lot on the All test. Right. So okay. like, okay, I'll give you an example. So if the question is like, why do people tend to like different kinds of music as they grow older? And you could say,
I see.
Well, in my, you know, if I look at my family, my dad still listens to rock and roll from the 60s. But he kind of went through a midlife crisis last Perfect. Year where okay. like he started going to live concerts again and trying yeah. to be a hipster or something.
Excellent. No, that helps me a lot because that really puts that answer into context there, right? So yeah. what is the question that we're answering? Now that makes a lot of sense, right? So using a midlife crisis as a kind of change in your life where all of a sudden you're questioning everything and your old ways of doing things, you feel like you need to feel young again.
Exactly. So you've reached this point in your life in like 50s or 60s and all of a sudden you think, oh my God, I'm old. I don't want to be old. I want to be
young. Buy a convertible.
Exactly.
Oh, that's so funny. Love it.
Yeah. So I think the last sort of age group to think about would be the elderly or one's elders.
Okay. That's a much more polite term, right? Elders.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. So that would be, oh my gosh. What, 70? I would say 70s and above.
Yeah. Yeah. And just a warning. We generally don't say old people, right? It's very rude.
Yeah.
If we-
Thank you for saying that. Exactly. Don't just talk about old people because that's not nice. Say like, the elders or in their golden years is a nice
very
phrase.
Nice. Very nice. Very natural too. Wow. Oh,
people in their golden years. I think that's a good note to leave it on. That's sort of the last age group to talk about. Being Absolutely. In one's golden years. It's a good idiom.
Wow. So today we have essentially given our listeners all kinds of native phrases that they could use to really get a high score in that speaking part two or three, right? This is fantastic. Yeah. So guys, we want you to go ahead and listen to this episode a couple of times, write down some of the vocabulary that you got today and start practicing it, right, Jessica?
Yeah. And again, it's speaking part three for sure, but also writing task one and writing task two. These age group questions come up a lot. So definitely write down, take notes, study this vocabulary.
Awesome. Thanks for bringing this up. This is a really great focus topic. I love it. We'll have to come back to more topics like this one.
Yeah, totally. We'll do our best.
Yeah, we will. All right. Have a good day.
Thanks. And see you too. Bye.
Bye. Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.